Kyla screeched as the dark-haired warrior known as Rand dove into the pool. He burst from the depths and treaded water in front of her, his stunning golden eyes shining bright. She could drown in that heavenly gaze, would never mistake it for another's. Memories surged, the name Rand echoing through her mind. She'd been so young, had skipped up the cliffside trail near their village, and found Ronan at the top beside a pine tree, his dirk in hand. She'd danced around him, caught the word Rand etched into the trunk, and asked him what he'd been doing. He'd gone all flush-faced, muttered something about it being a nickname, and she'd giggled and teased him all week about it. "Deep in your soul, you know exactly who I am." His words taunted her. Gone was his usual head of shoulder-length locks and scruffy beard. The stunning golden colour had shimmered bright, even under the meagre candlelight within the dungeons. Now, dark hair graced his head, and somehow the wrinkles beside his eyes and across his forehead had disappeared. His cheeks appeared a little higher, and his mouth was most definitely fuller. "How is it you're here?"
"Say my name."
Such need flared in his gaze. "Ronan." Gently, she touched her palm to his cheek, her very soul soaring free.
"Aye, you'll always recognize me, no matter if I try to conceal my true identity."
"What are you doing here?"
"That should be obvious."
He held out her wet shift.
"Does my lady wish her undergarment returned?"
"Aye, but your lady also wishes you'd never returned." She snatched her shift from him, tried to find the hem within the drenched mess, and only ended up sinking under the surface once more. He grasped her hips and lifted her back up.
"Here, allow me to aid you."
"How did you manage to change your appearance so greatly?" She slung one arm around his neck and frowned at his plump lips. "Those should be considered criminal."
"'Tis my disguise, so I might infiltrate Carron Castle without issue, and you should be asking me why I stayed away for so long."
"You aren't permitted near Cull's Keep, and this pool is far too close to it for my liking." He'd shaved off his thick beard, his firm and angular jaw so enticing. She smoothed along his chin and down the long line of his neck to the deep V in his black tunic. The fabric clung to him, outlined the wide expanse of his muscled chest, and, oh dear. She snatched her hand away. "Have you fully healed?"
"Aye, and those who are soulbound need the touch of their chosen one. I can no more release you than you can truly pull away."
"Soulbound we might be, but enemies we still are."
"You'll never be my enemy, Kyla. You're Isaiah and Grace's daughter, a mindwalker, and one of the Fae. Even afore you were kidnapped, I knew you'd one day be mine. Since I've been gone, all I've wished to do is return, so I might hold you in my arms again. I'm certainly prepared for any battle to claim you."
His golden gaze swirled, and when she touched her mind to his thoughts barreled through with such fierce intensity. He wasn't leaving, not without her.